Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Samantha. Hi.
Hi, Vini. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be back in the country.
Good to hear that. Are you back? You were out somewhere on a trip, right?
Yes, I went to Rome to
Okay.
be part of that whole synod that was going on with Pope Francis. Joined with, we were about 100 of us who were there to support his reform movements.
Wow.
So
Okay.
it was quite productive and really quite thrilling to be part of it. But I'm home
Exciting.
again
That's
now.
nice. Okay. All right. Did you have a word with Eliza, or did she send you anything in terms of the progress?
No, nothing. Nor
Okay.
did I get anything from you either. But now I've been in a meeting since 12:30.
Yes,
So if
yes.
anything came in since 12:30, I haven't seen it.
No, not today. She responded to you on your revisions that you sent in for the calendar, the fourth calendar. The link that you sent in, the OneDrive link, it's not accessible. So you
And
need
so I
to.
re I re I resent another one, but I don't know.
That isn't working too.
But it opens up fine for me.
Yeah, it's probably the access that is not working. Add
Oh,
Eliza's email.
no. I'll tell you what it was, and I told her this. I remember now. It said it was too big, a file,
Oh,
and so I
okay.
needed a place to drop it, and I asked her, where did she want me to drop it?
Well, you can go ahead and do it through WeTransfer as well. There is a site called WeTransfer.com. That is WeTransfer.com. If you go there, you upload your file, you create a link, and you send it directly via email or any other place where you're chatting or communicating. I can even send you that link via text. So it
Sure.
compresses the file, and it actually provides a place or space online for the file to be stored. So that works pretty
Now,
fine too.
I don't know why hers comes through to me, but it comes through as an attachment just fine. So why my few little revisions don't return, I don't know.
It must be the limitation or restriction on your end, you know, the service provider that you're using
Yeah,
for the
okay.
email. So it probably must be that. Okay, overall, I want to give you an overview regarding what has been done and what is pending so far. Okay, let's start from the press release campaign. That is all sorted. I already told you. Blogs and article, only one draft was pending on which there were revisions. That is sorted and submitted for publication too. So that has been completed. Social
Has
media
it been
campaign?
completed? But what it's been completed, but has it been published?
No, the last one, it's sent for submission. So as soon as it gets live, you're going to get one last link for an article.
Okay.
Okay, and the rest of the links are sent to you. Moreover, regarding the social media organic campaign, you know, the postings that we do on your pages, it's the fourth month, and you have provided revisions on the fourth calendar. As soon as that gets approved, we'll start the postings. Along with that, we're going to start the paid marketing. You remember I told you the paid marketing, there's a standard budget that we allot, and after that, you start to see conversions. So that's going to happen now. We're going to initiate as soon as we start the posting for the fourth month, and then you can start anticipating some sales.
So I
Website,
all right,
yes.
so don't go too fast.
Okay.
So what does all that mean? I don't understand. What does this mean in terms of book sales? What does it mean to me?
It means that we'll be investing a paid budget on your campaign that we haven't done so far. Okay, we've been paying for the publications, we've been doing the creative side of it. We are marketing your book organically, and you, of course, all of that is being done organically. Right now, we have been through the awareness campaign now. It's the second phase, that is the conversion phase, in which we actually put on a paid campaign for you, and then you can start anticipating conversions, in other words, sales. Okay, so what's going to happen is that we're going to invest at least like $1,000 or $2,000 on the paid campaign. What actually happens in the paid campaign? Let me explain that to you. People all over the world will be getting an ad or pop up coming up on your coming up on their social media pages or sites when they're logged in. And, of course, that will be a selected, targeted audience that we have, you know, shortlisted for your book. They have the potential to buy your book, or they might be interested in the book. So that's how we categorize the target audience. And this was done initially when we sent you the first report. So that campaign is going to be live now. And apart from that, website maintenance, it's still ongoing. That is pending. The conversion campaign is pending, and the organic
and
campaign.
Why is the conversion campaign pending? Why are we not releasing it and going and starting? It seems so slow.
Mm-hmm. Let me explain that. As I told you previously as well, that in order to put the campaign on, we need to make sure that all of our tools, the marketing tools, they are completely ready and ready to go live, basically, or ready to be utilized in the campaign or in the process. The reason why it didn't go on for previously or earlier, it's because there were some things pending. For example, your press release articles and blogs, they weren't all posted, and still there's one pending. So that's why we held it off. We need all the publications to be up and live along with the website, and that is when we put the paid campaign on, because we're investing a certain amount, and we want to maximize the results. In order to maximize that, we need to have the rest of the things, for example, your website, your publication content, articles, blogs, press releases, all of that needs to be ready and live. That is when we put the campaign on. So that if there are any readers or audience that is attracted, we can actually optimize those links and utilize them to the maximum capability in the conversion campaign. So that's the reason why, that's the major reason why the campaign was not on as yet.
I can repeat everything you said, so I did hear you,
okay.
But I don't even begin to understand why it hasn't gone out yet. I don't understand why everything is so slow. I've been in Europe for 2.5 weeks,
mm-hmm.
And where we were before I left and where we are now is a new article and a new posting, a new calendar posting.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's happened in the time I've been in Europe. And I can repeat everything you said, but I don't understand why it isn't gone, why we aren't in the conversion stage.
Okay, let me
explain. It just makes no sense to me at all.
Okay, what doesn't make sense to you? Ask me questions so I can help you understand.
The slowness. We've been at this for 5 months now, since May 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 2.5 weeks that I've been in Europe, we've
mm-hmm.
had one article that I've approved
mm-hmm.
and one new calendar posting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In 2.5 weeks, that's all that's happened. It just makes no sense to me.
But it's actually correct according to the timeline. Due to the initial delays, yeah, I know that the project was supposed to be wrapped up. But if you look at the timeline, we are actually doing everything in a timely manner. And as I told you, the paid campaign cannot be on until and unless everything is ready to go. It's like this. For example, I'm marketing your book to be sold out, but your book link where people can purchase your book, it's down. It's not available. See, when we do marketing, if someone sees an ad, they're going to go and search you up on Google, or they might search you up on the publication platforms, or they might do both. So for that matter, we were waiting for articles and all the publications to be completed, and then we put the paid campaign on, or the conversion campaign. That's the reason why it was held off.
So it is held up. This is not going according to the normal plan. It's been held up. Is that correct?
I'm
repeating what you just said.
Okay.
It's been held up.
Yes. Technically, As I told you, the division for the 6 months marketing plan is 3 months awareness campaign and the last 3 months for the conversion campaign. Since the postings for all publications were not all completed, that's why we held off the marketing for a couple of the conversion campaign for a couple of days.
And stay with that thought for a moment. Why were they not completed? Why?
The submission takes time. We were in the writing phase. You know, Eliza was going back and forth, sending you the drafts, getting your approval one by one. So that takes time.
I hardly ever hear from Eliza, Samantha.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. But remember the writing phase where Eliza was sending you articles, blogs, press releases. So the content development, that takes time. And the publication, of course, because we are publishing the articles and blogs. Blogs are going on your website, but the articles are going on publication platforms. So they get queued up.
Well, you're telling me verbally that this is going to the end of the year, but I reread the contract and it said 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
6 months, is that November 13th or something to that effect? Somewhere mid-November.
According
to our written contract, it's up in 6 months.
I give you the revised timeline, and I actually shared the dates with you as well, that your campaign will end in December. Regardless of all the delays and everything, the campaign timeline is actually the time duration in which your campaign is live and active. So that's the time frame that we count, not from the time you signed up, because there is a preparation time as well. As I mentioned earlier, that all the tools need to be ready, and in order for them to be ready, for the campaign to be on, that requires time, and hence the entire delay.
You've used the expression held up, and regardless of all the delays, so held up and delays.
I'm sorry? I didn't quite understand the
question. Why was it held up, and why were there delays? Is it anything I did?
No, not from your end. Remember, your project was all messed up before you spoke to me, and then I gave you a revised timeline. So the delay was already done, and we spoke about that, and then we moved on a new page with a new project manager to actually execute this. That is where the delay was.
And why did that happen?
I'm sorry?
Why did that happen?
Initially, I believe your project was mishandled by a previous project manager, and then you called our merchant as well, and then I spoke to you regarding all the payments and everything, and you told me that everything is going too slow. And then I told you that, okay, fine, I'm assigning one of my personal project managers on your project, and I'll keep myself in the loop so that I can ensure that everything is being done timely from our end, moving forward from there. And that was our initial arrangement. And that is when you decided to give me a second chance.
For all those people that I dealt with initially, I think it was Justin Wilson and Lewis, somebody, Bella was my campaign project manager.
Yep.
Are those people still with the company, those three people?
Some of them are. I'm not too sure about the others because they are in a completely different department. So
which ones are still involved?
Oh, I'll have
which
to inquire about
with
that.
The
I'll have to inquire about
just,
that.
I'd like to know, since all my dealings were with them initially.
Mm-hmm.
Did I spell out? Do you want me to send you their names or? No,
yeah,
I
yeah, yeah. Go
you.
Ahead
I
and
even,
send me
wrote,
their names.
Actually, no,
but
actually,
send it to
I
me
just
on
did.
Text.
I emailed you. I copied you on an email that I sent to all three of them.
Okay, let me
Justin
check if
Wilson,
I got that.
Lewis Cruz and Bella was the project manager.
Let me check.
And I copied you on it, but I wrote to the three of them.
Okay.
And I wrote that to this morning, just this
let
morning.
Let me see. Kate searching. Let me see if I have any email from you. Yeah, I got the names. Justin, Lewis, and Bella, correct?
And Lewis, somebody.
Yeah,
Cruz.
Yeah. Louis, Justin, and Bella. These are the three people that you kept in the thread.
They were the initial people that brought me into this.
Okay, I can find out where they are, what they're doing, and I can reconfirm this to you. Not a problem.
Okay. I also emailed you, I think, three times asking if you would please send me written explanation of my questions, because I, you know, when we didn't talk last time, you wrote to me, and I sent you all my questions, like, immediately, which was a week ago. Then I didn't hear from you, so I sent it again, and then I sent it a third time this morning and said I'd really like to see the answers to these before we talk today.
I see the emails in the spam box. Yes, I see almost like 7 to 8 emails in my spam box, all unread. I'm going to review them, and I'll give you a written statement on that as well, okay?
Maybe I'll understand the written because I'm not understanding the verbal at all, so that might help.
Yep. I'll go ahead and do that. I'll leave like a one-liner explanation with everything, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Rini. Let me do that, and I will drop you a text message once I'm done. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. All right.
Have a nice day.
Thank you for the call. I wish felt better about it, but
I know, and I understand. Let's just take one step at a time and see how it goes. Otherwise, you already have my word for a full refund. So that is still there. Okay.
And by the way, I've searched everywhere for the 500, and I cannot find it. So I've got a email out to my bookkeeper who can tell me which credit card I paid the 500 on to see if it was different from how I paid the Penguin book writers.
Let me look into that, okay? Let me get you the last four.
Just tell me on where I paid it.
Okay.
In fact,
why don't
you tell me, confirm where I paid, on what credit card I paid both of them.
Okay, done. I will check this with the billing, and I will give you both the credit card details, like the last four. We don't have the complete details because, you know, for a standard procedure, we're not allowed to save any of your banking details. However, I'm going to have, like, the last four for the card, so would that do?
Yes.
Okay.
But this is not the first or second or third time I've asked this question, but yes. That would be nice if you really answered
I'm
me.
So sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll get back to you on this. So there are two things I'm going to get back to you on, a written explanation on what is going on and corresponding via email on all of the concerns that you have raised in writing. Secondly, I'm going to get back to you on the cards that were used for the payment so that you can look out for your $500, okay?
And thirdly, where you want me to drop the file that's too large.
Yes, the WeTransfer link. Got it.
Yes. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Rini, one more time. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Talk to you next Wednesday.
Yes. All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye now.